Thank you for calling Provider Network Management at Geisinger Health Plan. Please listen carefully as our options have recently changed. To reach a customer service representative,
wait while I transfer your call.
Welcome to Geisinger Health Plan's customer service. If you are experiencing a life-threatening medical or behavioral health emergency, hang up and dial 911. If you are experiencing a non-life-threatening emergency or behavioral health crisis, please go to your nearest emergency department or behavioral crisis unit.
Para obtener información en español, presione 1.
First, tell me if you're a member, a provider, or other.
Provider.
Thank you. Would you like to use our self-service?
No.
Yes or no?
Welcome to Geisinger Health Plan's customer service for providers. If you are a provider calling about a GHP family Medicaid account, press 4 now. If you are calling about general claim status, press 1.
To ensure quality service, your call may be monitored or recorded.
Thank you for calling Geisinger Health Plan. My name is Mark. How can I help you today?
Hi, Mark. Very good morning. This is Patrick Conroy calling from the provider's office.
Okay.
Yeah.
How can I help you today?
Yeah, and I need an denial reason and some
given
information.
Denial reason for an authorization or for a claim? Or
it's for a claim.
Okay. What is the NPI number?
Sure. The NPI number is 116-404-7718.
And what is the name of the provider group?
Sure, it's Commonwealth Pain and Wellness Center.
And what is a good callback number?
Sure, the callback number is going to be 301-477-8673.
What is the member's ID?
Sure, the member number is going to be 101-253-37001.
What's the member's name?
Amelia Vistosh.
And what is her date of birth?
Her date of birth is going to be August 2nd of 1955.
Okay. And what is the date of service?
The date of service is April 11, 2024.
And what's the bill amount?
Bill amount is $200, even 200.
All right then, just a moment while I look for the claim.
Sure, take your time.
Okay, so I've seen that the provider submitted this claim 3 times. Let me go and find the most recent submission.
Yes, please. Actually, initially the claim was voided, and then we submitted the claim again, and when submitted the claim, it got denied by the code PR19, which states that this is a work-related injury illness, or N728. It is worker compensation insurance. But upon checking on my end, there is no worker compensation insurance for this patient. And asking the patient, I asked the patient. So she stated that the worker compensation was closed 20 years ago. So why the claim is denied and this for this work compensation.
Okay, I don't know what claim you're looking at, but on my claim, the most recent claim was received on August 12th of 2024, and the claim number is 405-794-415-900.
Yes.
And that's being denied for no other. That's being denied for timely filing.
Yes. Yes. I got that. But I'm stating that the previous claim before this claim, like the number you have stated, that 405-794-415-900. Before that claim, we have submitted the claim for the same number, claim number, and it got denied for the code N 728, and it is stated that a work and compensation injury, insurer had reported having outgoing responsibility for medical services. So, can you please provide me the work and compensation insurance details so that I can bill to that insurance company, or other than, because seeing on my end there is no work and compensation insurance for the patient.
Yeah, I don't have any insurance company here. You have to partner up with the member to get that information.
Yeah, so when I called the patient, and I got to know that the patient work compensation was closed 20 years ago. So you are the Geisinger is the only primary insurance she is having.
Okay, well, I don't know what you want me to say here. Claim is being denied for timely filing, so even if there was a primary, secondary, or there is no workers' comp, we're still going down to the fact that it's being denied for timely filing.
So, but we have filed a particular claim for the patient to you, and when it's got denied for work compensation insurer, then how we can do the payment for this?
Yes, sir.
Like, what's the last resolution for this?
Yeah, I don't think this is going to get paid. It's way outside of timely filing, like I said before.
So, so that is what I'm asking, that what's the last resolution for this?
Again, I gave you the most recent claim information, and we go off by that because the most recent.
Yep.
And it's being denied for timely filing. I don't know what else you want, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no problem. Can I have the call reference number and your name and first name initial, last name initial, please?
So my name is Mark, and these two last names, the letter A. And give me a moment and I'll give you a call reference number.
Sure.
Call reference number is 232-63631.
232-63631, right?
That's correct.
Perfect, Mark. Thank you so much for the information, and have a wonderful day and the rest of the week as well. Thank you.
Thank you for calling Geisinger. Till the rest of your day.